Hey, cousin, come on in. Welcome to the Dear World Podcast, the place that if you drink your water and mind your business, you'll be just fine. I'm your host, Miss Amber J. The goal of the podcast is to be relatable, transparent, and honest. We're all family here, so nothing is off limits. I hope that you enjoy your listening experience, and don't forget to turn on your notifications so that you can be alerted whenever a new episode has been posted. Hey family, welcome to another bonus episode of the Dear World Podcast. I was sitting in my living room watching All American Season 3, Episode 12, and the title of the episode was Fight for Power. And it was the episode where Spencer, I don't want to get an episode away, but I kind of need to give it away so y'all know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to tell you a little bit, but I'm not going to tell you all of it. So Spencer decided to take a knee during the final game of the season, as well as all of his teammates, and the other team took a knee as well. And that was such a powerful moment. And I know it's only a TV show, but it was such a powerful moment. And it just made me reflect of all of the great things that are happening in the world, despite all of the negative things that are happening in the world, right? Because there's always good and bad. There's always, you know, something that's going to trump something good happening, because there's always some shit going on, right? But Black people are literally showing up. Black people are literally doing things that our ancestors couldn't even dream about. And I'm thankful to be Black. I'm thankful to be witnessing such greatness and such monumental moments in history. And don't get me wrong, sometimes being Black is hard as a motherfucker. But I wouldn't trade it in for anything. And I love my Black skin. I love my Black people. I love how we adapt, how we pivot. I love how resilient we are. As a millennial, as a Black millennial, I stand corrected. I have witnessed so much greatness. On November 4th, 2008, I witnessed President Barack Obama beat McCain in the 2008 presidential election. It's crazy to me because at the same time that that was happening, I was enrolled in a predominantly all-white high school and I was experiencing racism because I did go to school with racist students or students who had racist parents. It reminded me that while the world was evolving, it was also still the same. And when I say the same, I mean racism is still an issue. Systemic racism is still an issue. We literally just witnessed the first Black female justice of the Supreme Court in the United States, Ketanji Brown Jackson, endure 23 hours of ridiculous ass questions to become a judge in the Supreme Court. But on the flip side, she probably is way more educated and way more qualified and well-versed in the law than the people who were asking her those ridiculous ass questions and scenarios. And it blows my mind that not that long ago, there was segregation in the United States. For example, Brown versus the Board of Education, the case started in 1952 and it ended in 1954. Y'all know I'm not a mathematician, but that was about 67 or 68 years ago. We have parents and grandparents that are in their 60s, in their 70s, that experienced these things, that were alive during these times. So it's a blessing that these people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s can witness these historical events such as the first Black president or the first Black female Supreme Court justice, because they were in the era where there was segregation or, you know, racism was at an all-time high. So as a millennial witnessing these things, it's just amazing because growing up in history books, we were taught that Black people were nothing but slaves. And then we moved on to learn about the civil rights movement. But as we got older, well, speaking for myself, as I got older and I started to research different things, Black people are so much more. We are inventors. We are entrepreneurs. We are politicians. We are lawyers. We are doctors. We are nurses. We are educators. We are so many things, but the world tries to limit us and place us in a box. Yet we're always scrutinized. We're always under a microscope. We have to work 10 times as hard as our counterparts, but I just want to remind everyone listening to this podcast, especially my Black people, that we deserve to be at the table. We deserve all of the things that we work so hard to achieve. And we have to continue working hard to achieve these things. We have to continue to educate generations that come after us. We have to continue to show up and show out. We have to continue to be leaders. We have to continue to stand tall and firm on the things that we believe in. So I implore you, Black people, continue to rise to the occasion, continue to exude excellence, continue to be a master at whatever your craft is. All right, family, that's it for now. Thank you for tuning into the Dear World podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share it. And until next time, you know what to do. Drink your water, mind your business.